Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Val, we are totally loaded today with crazy stories and a special little news attack where the first part is true and the second part's a bad joke for Val since it's our home state.
All right. North Dakota has the most bars per person. I'll drink to that. And it's one of the only reasons I would go back to visit our family.
Because of the bars. So I remember when I turned 21, or after I was 21, and I was back there, and they did last call at midnight.
Really?
Yeah, it was at midnight or a quarter to one. It was a quarter to one. So the bars there close at one instead of two.
I was
like, oh man, because I'm partying with the nephews, having a good time. I said, I don't want to go home. And I said, it's okay. You just go to the quickie window. And they have in the bars in North Dakota, as you're leaving the bar, there's a window like McDonald's and you can order alcohol to go. Still today, I was totally, we got all these drunk people leaving a bar, grabbing bottles. And then a bunch of them in the alley where the parking was were cracking them open. I was horrified. So there you go. Welcome to North
Probably
Dakota.
Not a designated driver in sight.
Yep. All right. To go along with that, according to a report, the skinniest state is Hawaii. But that's because you lose a lot of weight out swimming those sharks.
Researchers found that people are squeamish about touching a robot in what would be a private place on humans. The research was designed to help engineers decide where and where not to design the plug-in for the robot's recharging cord.
Not there. No, it's okay. Put it there. researchers found that chewing raw broccoli, and it has to be raw, not cooked, releases a good chemical that inhibits the oxidizing enzymes in our body that damage DNA and potentially cause cancer. It also inhibits getting a date when you smile.
Is that broccoli stuck in your mm-hmm. tooth? There's evidence that dinosaurs performed mating dances. Scientists think the dances may have been the cause of their extinction. They died of embarrassment.
It's the same reason I die at the club. My little arms.
Oh, I've seen you dancing on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I got the moves. According to a study, women who move their bodies frequently while talking with men are trying to get their attention. One sign a woman is not interested in a guy, when you approach her, she turns and talks to her friends, even though they're make-believe.
I thought she froze like a statue. Yeah,
I don't think she's interested. All right, we wrap this up with our wacky but true stories. We don't add anything to these but music. All right, I think how many do we? I wrote 7-8 songs again, so get ready.
There's
juicy ones. Here we go. Val's up. First song, wacky but true.
All right. Police in Florida were searching for a suspect who fled on foot after a minor incident, only to find him attempting what can generously be called strategic hiding. Officers say the man ran into a nearby neighborhood and chose a random backyard shed to conceal himself. Unfortunately, the homeowner was inside at the time and noticed the door slowly creaking open. Instead of calling it quits, the suspect reportedly tried to blend in by standing completely still inside the shed while the homeowner stared directly at him. Police arrived shortly after and took him into custody without incident. Authorities say the suspect is now facing charges and a lifetime ban from playing hide and seek.
I'm invisible. I'm invisible. I'm invisible.
He ran
you
from
can't
the
see
cops
me.
Like a budget action flick. Ducked in a shed like, yeah, this'll do the trick. Homeowner staring like, sir,
Can I help? Man froze solid like a weird garden elf.
Hide and seek champion, worst in the state. Pick the one shed with the owner awake. Hands at his sides like he's part of the scene. But you're not invisible. You're just completely seen.
All right, your authorities in the UK say a man taking his driving test made an unusual attempt to improve his odds of passing. Examiners noticed that the key answers and reminders had been written directly onto parts of the vehicle's dashboard. Yes, clearly visible to the driver during the test. The notes included basic rules like speed limits and road signs, which raised immediate concerns about overall preparedness. The test was quickly terminated, and the man was told he would need to retake it without turning his car into a chalkboard. Officials say studying is a courage, just preferably somewhere other than the windshield. Reading and driving never mix.
Never.
But, you know, that could be a way to remember it.
There you go.
So, well, I don't understand why they had to stop it.
Pulled up to the test with confidence high. Dashboard screaming answers like a desperate guy. Speed limit 30 written bold and loud. Man turned his Honda into a classroom for clowns. Drive-by cheat sheet written in plain sight. If you need notes, you ain't driving tonight. When your windshield's yelling, turn left here. Maybe take the bus for another 10 years.
Probably.
At least. Oh, a fire crews in Ohio responded to a call involving a woman who became trapped in a chimney under circumstances that were both alarming and extremely avoidable. According to responders, the woman had dropped her phone into the chimney and decided the best course of action was to climb in after it. She became stuck partway down and had to call for help, ironically using a second phone. Firefighters safely removed her after partially dismantling the chimney structure. Officials say the phone was recovered and she immediately dropped it and broke the screen.
I just added that at the end. I call this one Chimney Mimini.
Dropped the phone down a dark brick hole. Said I'll just grab it, yeah, the goal. Halfway down, now she's stuck like glue. Regretting life and a tiny IQ. Call for help on phone number 2. Firemen showed up like, ma'am, what did you do? Bad decisions in a vertical tube. Climbed in a chimney like Winnie the Pooh. Phone recovered, dignity gone. So we wrote this song.
I don't know. I think that needs to be 4 minutes.
I think so.
In Spain, police pursued a suspect through a busy tourist area, and they say the man attempted a creative escape strategy. Officials report the suspect suddenly slowed down, grabbed a brochure, and blended into a guided walking tour as if he'd been there the whole time. I like this. Witnesses say even nodded along as the guide explained local history, attempting to appear engaged while he was struggling to catch his breath. The disguise worked for approximately 30 seconds. Then officers calmly walked into the group and escorted him away. We say the suspect now in custody and has finally completed a guided tour of the justice system.
Oh.
Running from cops through a crowded square. Snagged a brochure like, I belong here. Nodding at history, he don't understand. Ah, yes, the building. Very building-ish, man. Tour guide talking. He's catching his breath. Cops walk up like, nice try, now left. Tourist mode activated. Blending in bad. Clapping at facts he don't even have. 30 whole seconds he almost got free. So much for your vacation strategy.
Nigel said he had to have a song.
Well, yeah, I noticed that was Nigel singing that one. So good job, Nigel.
All right, off to Canada.
Authorities in Canada responded to a report of a stolen vehicle that quickly turned into a lesson in memory. The man told dispatchers his car had been taken from outside his home overnight, prompting officers to begin an investigation. After reviewing nearby footage and asking a few questions, police determined the man had simply parked his car several streets away and forgotten where he left it. The vehicle was located, undamaged, exactly where he had unknowingly abandoned it. Police say the case is closed and recommended parking in front of your own house from now on, dude.
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
All right. Today, Val, we both get kicker stories. You know, where you save the best story for last.
Ooh, we both get one?
We both get one. All right. I think it's my turn. Yes. Residents in a neighborhood in California were left puzzled when a car horn began blaring continuously in the early morning hours. When authorities arrived, they discovered the source. A dog left inside of a vehicle was stepping on the horn and continued to trigger it repeatedly. Attempts to calm. This is in the middle of the night. Attempts to calm the dog from outside were unsuccessful, as it appeared to believe it was performing an important task.
Yeah. Letting his owners know they left him.
The owner eventually returned and resolved the situation, apologizing to neighbors who had been awake for the entire performance. Officials say the dog is fine and is now pursuing a career in music.
He plays the horn.
Yes. And the title on this song, the aptly named song, is Horn Dog.
Nobody booked. Neighborhood raging, everybody shook. Car horn screaming like it's got a soul. Turns out the driver is a Labrador. On a horn like he's saving the day. Whole block hostage to a canine DJ. Horn dog blessing the street. Dropping that beat on a non-stop beat. No off switch, no sense of shame. Dog just lost his noise complaint fame. Hey, horn dog, play a song for me.
That's a pretty good song. Just gotta say.
Oh, yes. Now I get the next one.
You do.
At a community event in Ireland, organizers attempted to break a local record for the largest gathering of people dressed in as historical figures. Participants arrived in full costume, ready to be counted and documented for the attempt. However, one participant dressed as a medieval knight reportedly wandered off during the counting process, got distracted by a food stand, and forgot to return. Because official rules require an exact headcount, the missing knight caused the entire attempt to fall short of the record. Organizers say the man later returned, still in costume, asking if he had missed anything. Officials say their record attempt failed because of one single knight's side quest.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Full metal outfit, ready for glory. Part of a record, part of a story. Then he saw snacks and abandoned the plan. Turkey leg calling, like forget those fans. They counted heads, came up one short. Sirloin wandered off for food court sport.
A hungry knight without a quest.
Armor on, brain on vacation at best. Missed the record for a bite and a chew. Camelot's finest said, wait, what'd I do?
A hungry knight without a quest.
Armor on, brain.
I think I need to make that one into an entire mini movie.
So here's my problem, just because as you were talking and you were talking about how we both got, you know, a funny closing story. For some reason, I was thinking that mine involved a dog as well. So I kept waiting for the punchline to be something about a dog.
But I didn't say that, Val.
I know you didn't say that. That's what happens when you assume.
Oh, you wanted the dog story. I get it.
No, I just thought my story was about a dog as well. And I don't know why that was my thought. So I kept waiting to hear that it was a dog dressed as a knight. I don't know.
Oh, I got something.
You mean you can see into my mind?
Yes.
And?
It amazes me how you manage to live in anything that small.
Exactly.
And
teeny
that,
tiny.
And that's your odd news for Tuesday.